Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
G'day, my name is Mike Goldman. Welcome to On The Mic. Today on the show, we're going to take you into the deep, dark underworld that is exorcisms.
I think I got a sound effect.
We're going to take you on a journey into the unknown, the great unknown, the underworld that is exorcisms.
What's wrong with that?
I like the last one. Dun, 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 dun,
I think that worked better. You like this one better.
More magical, yeah. That's more magical.
Mark Gardner, welcome to On The Mic.
How are you, Mike?
Really good. Pleased to finally meet you and get to work with you. I've been exercised, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I don't mean Mark got me to run around the block. He's my personal trainer. Mark is what they're calling the accidental exorcist. So you probably explain it better than I could. How do you become an accidental exorcist?
Well, I guess it's you fall over your feet for the first time. And something happens to you that's extraordinary and changes your life. And for me, it was a big thing about 14 years ago. I had an exorcism done on myself. And it culminated in 2.5 hours of me screaming. And I'd bitten my tongue and I was bleeding everywhere. And the police turned up because someone thought they were killing a stuffed pig next door. So the coppers opened the door and there I was. And blood all over me. And
so
holy water and the cross.
So let me get this straight. You've got a sore neck and you've gone in to see someone who was going to cleanse your aura? Or
no, it's
you didn't know what they were going to do? You're just trying some new healing that they do up in Mullaney?
No, it's actually a pranic healer. It's a modality that...
A prana healer?
No, pranic.
What's pranic healing?
It's been around in India for about 5,000 years. The equivalent's from China, which is Qigong.
Forgive me for not realizing.
Yeah, well,
I do know Qigong. Gong
yes.
Qi?
Yeah, Qigong.
My friend Dr. Susie's into that. She goes over to Thailand to see a Gong Qi master. It's all about Qigong. Qigongs. Isn't that a Ricky Martin song?
Yeah, it is.
Moves all the energy around your insides and teaches you to massage your internal organs. So you've gone in for one of these new wave kind of...
Well, it's not new wave. It's 5,000 years
okay,
old.
Okay, well, to
and,
us...
And it
to
works.
To us whiteys, it's
and
new.
It works.
Okay, I know the Aboriginals have been doing this for thousands of
thousands
years.
Thousands of
the
years.
The Indians have been doing it for thousands...
Thousands.
Okay, this to me, and probably a lot of people watching this right now, this is new. So forgive my ignorance on the subject.
I forgive you. Carry on.
Okay, so you go in there and all of a sudden they've gone, okay, this guy's got some entities on him?
Well, it started with what he basically does is a pranic healer, is a Qigong healer. They take out the bad energy and they cleanse the space and they put in good energy and you heal yourself because you have an electric body. Everyone has.
Thank you. Right? Not so bad yourself.
You haven't seen
No, we have electricity around our body.
Yes.
Sorry, this is supposed to be serious. This is about entities and dark forces. You take this very seriously. I'm going to stop being a dick. Our bodies have a lot of energy around us.
Well, everything's energy. You know, we're 0.00000001% matter, you know, and we're 99.999999% energy. And it's probably the place where science really hasn't been going for the last 100 years. And we need to go into this area of energy. And what I do is basically take that bad energy off just like a pranic healer would, but it's in different forms.
But that wasn't you. That was someone else took the energy off you.
That's right.
And so that opened you up to thinking that you could do it yourself?
No, not at all. In fact, it was probably some of the hardest years of my life because I didn't know what happened. It was a 2.5 hour screaming event. Entities were coming through me. I didn't believe in any of this stuff. I didn't believe in it at all. And after 2.5 hours of screaming, the neighbors had called the police, and they two police officers rocked up, and I'd bitten my tongue, and I'm spitting blood everywhere, and they should open the door, and they closed it quickly and were seen heading out the corral.
So you weren't expecting to feel any of this.
Nothing.
So what can you explain the feeling of an entity going through your body?
It's like you're there. But you're basically out of control. And one of the things that I do realize about that now is that that's not actually the case, and it doesn't have to be the case. Mm. Even for the pranic healer, he'd never seen one that violent before. but I've been told that I've got some medium qualities, that I bring these things through and express them in a physical way.
Why are you so special that you've got medium qualities
don't? I'm not special. Everyone's got those qualities. Everyone's got a gift. Everyone's got qualities.
So we can all tune into it in some way.
We can all do it. Everybody can do it. The problem is that we're living in a state of fear on this planet, and you're attracting all the fear stuff that goes with it.
Yeah.
And the opposite of that is love. And we got to kind of get everyone to get into that kind of concept a little bit more. Because these guys are feeding off that stuff. They love
these fear. Guys. Oh, who are these guys?
Well, they're different. They're all different. All of them are different, right? Yeah. You've got earthbound beings, which are beings that just haven't gone anywhere. They're stuck here, and they're like you and I. We die, and off, you know, we float around the planet, or we can go into the light, or we can go someplace else, right? You've also got dark force entities, which I really don't know what they are. This is the accidental exorcist thing. I'm on a journey to find out what this stuff is.
So, yeah, how long have you been doing this for?
About 5 years.
So. This just blows my mind that you're just some dude going in there for a healing, that you and all of a sudden you're spitting out blood and realizing that you have medium qualities and you can get these entities off people's bodies.
No, I didn't know that then. I spent the next probably 7 years researching it and finding out and having some terrible, terrible, fearful experiences. In other words, they came back to me in such ways that I didn't. I thought I was crazy. I was hearing them in my head. I went to see doctors trying to get this thing that was going on with me. And I realized that I was actually being reinfected with these guys because the door was
these
open.
These guys, like, oh, forgive me, but I'm feeling like you're a little bit crazy myself.
That's
like,
okay.
You're saying these guys and these people and what are they? I'm trying to get my head around it. Are they dead people? Do you see dead people?
Yes, or
are they aliens? Are they something from another planet? What are these things?
Well, we'll just take this for a second. If we were so arrogant to believe that we're the only beings on this solar system, this galaxy, and this massive universe, and there's those maxi universes, which is billions of universes. If we think we're the only thing in the whole maxi universe that we're in that has a soul or is a being on a planet trying to survive,
that's true.
We'd be arrogant.
Look at all the stars in the sky there. I mean, they're all suns and solar systems. Well, there's got to be something out there.
Well, if you can believe that you die and you have a soul and that you go on to another body, and that's the Asians have known about this for many, many, many years, thousands and thousands of years. The Aboriginal people have known about it for thousands and thousands. It's only us Westerners that haven't quite caught up yet. We're stuck in this matter world where they understand energy. They understand the usefulness of the planet and how it works and how it connects. And these beings can be from people like you and I that die. The dark force entities, I don't know what they are, but they're very powerful and they're very strong. Catholicism put them down to being demons and devils and whatever. I think there are aspects of how we think and what we believe that can make them good or bad. I know people have got entities on them. I can sense them, but they completely get on with their life because they're positive and they don't lower their vibration to bring these things into feed. Because it's
are they
parasites?
Are they positive? So you get dark energy. Are they all evil or
no,
are some good?
No, no, no.
I mean, they're attached to you. And like, how are they attached to you in like another dimension or what is
well,
it?
Well, look, the best thing I could say, well, there are other dimensions. There are other ways of going about that in the past lives. And they can, if you can breathe the concept, quantum physicists are now going away from the fact that there is a thing called time. Mm. And there is no such thing as time, that we created that situation. It's quite broad in terms of where you could go.
If there's no such thing as time, like what's happening every day? Why is my watch ticking and how come I'm getting older? Like,
well,
that's time, isn't it?
It is time in this, but if you die and you're born again and you die and you're born again, you die and you're born again,
okay.
You die and you're born again,
you're still
perpetuating the process of survival as a soul.
Okay.
This body dies, but you pick up another body and you pick up another body.
Oh, whoa, whoa. You're hurting my brain. So I just sat down here trying to figure out what these entities were attached to your body and other people's bodies, and then now we're going to past lives. And
well,
so you're on this journey to discover all this stuff yourself after you had this healing and realized you're a medium and realized that you could help people get these entities off their body.
Yep.
So then you went into past lives as well. So is that something you've just discovered recently? Or?
No, look, past lives is something I've always believed in, and every other culture on the planet believes in it. It's our fear of our religious backgrounds in some ways that we can't manifest that idea in our brains because it's just too, oh, well, I'm going to die and then I'm going to live again, I'm going to die and I'm going to live again. But it's a reality because I've done over 1,000 of these things. I don't care what people think. I know it's true because I've met these guys. I've met people out of other lives. I've cleared people who have met other people that were in their life 4 lives ago and then they meet each other again.
How do they meet each other?
Well, if I do a clearing on someone, I use sometimes hypnotherapy and past life regression therapy, and I bring through someone that they were in a past life. and sometimes they're an attachment to that.
And so when you use hypnotherapy or regression therapy or whatever it is, do those people actually talk like they're that person from a thousand years ago?
And even when you do age regression, if you take a child back that's been, you know, that's been a traumatic experience in their childhood, let's say at 4-year-old, sometimes they talk like a 4-year-old. Because you got to remember that your conscious mind can concentrate and focus on maybe 7 or 8 things at a time, but your subconscious mind knows everything. Everything you've smelled, everything you've tasted, everything you've touched, every sensation you've ever had over whatever lifetimes you've lived.
Okay, if there's no such thing as time and people have past lives, do they have lives in the future that you can bring in to talk to?
Or is it just, I know just, people that do that.
Because that kind of says there's a timeline if you're only bringing people from the past.
Yeah, well, it says it's a timeline, but when you get people that can heal others in their future timelines, and I've seen that with my own eyes, I don't do it because I'm the accidental exorcist.
Heal people in the future? Oh, you're going to get sick in the future. Give me $50 and I'll heal you. Really?
Well, I don't take any
money. Really believe that?
I do it for free. So
that's the other thing that I can't believe about this guy. Mark Gardner does it for free. Why do you do it for free? If it's something that you believe in that much, do you want to turn into doing it for a living? Why would you do it for free?
Well, I do it because I want to know how to do it properly. I don't understand what's going on. That's why I'm the accidental exorcist. Right. I want to take this journey where we go and speak to people like the guys that have had $5,000 worth of tradition, the Indians and the Chinese and even the Muslims. They deal with the jinn. It's all in their culture. All these guys have got something going on except us.
Yeah, the Aboriginals had the dream time and they had their smoking ceremony.
Yep.
So is that something that is 100%. Getting away entities, or how does that work? It'd probably be great to get an Aboriginal person here to talk to about that.
Well, I think we should, because at the end of the day, I want to talk to them too. Mm. And it's just one of the groups I want to talk to. I want to talk to the American Indians. I want to talk to the Aboriginal people. I want to talk to the Indians.
I feel like this is Chinese. Your podcast and you've got the wrong guests. Okay, I've got to go. Thanks for having me. No, but you need your own show because I mean, you're the accidental exorcist. Yeah. You're figuring this stuff out as you go. Yeah. So you should interview those people and put it out there for people to see. Well, I mean, do you have an actual show, or do people contact you online? No. Well, is that what you're wanting to do?
No, I don't even have anyone contact. This is all word of mouth. I've done over 1,000 of these. It's all been word of mouth. And you'd be surprised some of the people that have approached me to get cleared up.
Really? Like celebrities and stuff?
Yeah, big people.
What does it do for them when they come to you? Do they say, I've got an entity going, hey, you need to go to the casino and drink some tequila and spend all your money. Is that the voice in your head, or what is it? Or is it that anxiety?
It can be anxiety. It can be pain in the body. It can be that need and that little voice in the head going, go and have another drink. Right? People think that...
I've got that right now.
They think that they keep going on about DNA and about being hereditary alcoholism. And 9 times out of 10, that is not hereditary. It's an entity that's coming down the chain. It's coming down the family line, and it's going boom, boom, boom. Because you die with your personality. You die with you die being you, right? So if you're an alcoholic, I go to a bar, and I'm just like, woof, they're all over me. And there's so many there because...
Like gremlins.
Well, alcoholism is one of the... And drugs and even unconsciousness and operations in the hospital when you go to sleep. The best example I can give you is gaming. On a computer. You're inside an environment, right? You've got an avatar in there that you're controlling with your mouse and your keyboard, and that's you in there. You walk away from the keyboard, someone else can play with the avatar, right? And that's what entities are. That's all it is. They're designed to drive a body, like our souls drives a body. Man, that's what we're here for.
It's freaking me out, man.
Big subject.
People are talking about past lives. That stuff fascinates me. Mm-hmm. When someone comes out from the past lives, have they ever said stuff that you looked up their name or maybe gone back to see who they were in time or anything like that? Is it that specific?
No, it can be, but I don't do that. At the end of the day, I'm trying to get to something that'll make them feel comfortable. Because it comes through me, they don't have to go through that. And I think I may have made that decision when my exorcism was so painful and so frightening. I made the decision to have them come through me. So all the entities come through me, and I get to see what they do. And I can see sometimes, like the lady that was burned at the stake by a priest, and they were lovers, and then the 1500s, and they were having a conversation.
Okay, let's just stay on this one for a while, because you are just verbalizing so much stuff, it's hurting my brain. Okay, I'm going to stop you in some of this, because you say this stuff, and I go, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't know what that means. So can we talk about the lady that you did an exorcism on?
Yep.
So you did an exorcism on this lady and she realized in a past life that she was burnt at the stake. Well, so talk people through how you do that.
What happened with this one? We had a dark force entity on this lady, and I age regressed her to an age where she was actually molested. And we connected to her father, was still an earthbound being, and to his father and to his father, and we found dark force entities on every single one of them. So we cleansed all that out. And what happens is, once you get rid of that dark force entity, quite often there are earthbound beings that are stuck on this person. So we bring them off one at a time. And the last one that came through said to her, "Vivian." And she looked up, and it was like these two were having a conversation. And it turns out that he was a priest in the 1500s that had burned her.
How are they having a conversation? What do you mean?
Well, she was under hypnosis, so her memory of that particular life.
But the conversation, like, she's saying both voices?
No.
Hi, how are you? What's going on?
I'm saying the voices because they're manifesting through me.
Okay, so she's saying...
So I've gone, "Vivian." Because I don't just let go and release and let the thing come through. Okay. So I'm going, "Vivian," and I'm seeing these pictures of her burning and all this sort of stuff's going on. And she recognized this person, right? And he burnt her at the stake as a witch. And they forgave each other and said they loved each other. And he stuck to her because he knew he did the wrong thing. And that's what can happen.
So what was he stuck to her because he knew he did the wrong thing? Because he wanted to help her? So some entities are good.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So maybe you don't want to go and have an exorcist get them out, because there might be some good ones and some bad ones. What I mean?
When you actually talk to them, and I often talk to them and find out what they're doing and whether they're supposed to. And look, no being, you can have guides, you can have all that sort of thing, and they're there and they're doing you good. But when you've got something on you that's decided to be with you, and it's affecting how you think and how you feel and how you act in everyday life, it can't be good for you. It's not good for you. So you get it off, because you are you. You're going to claim sovereignty over your own soul, because that's your body.
Mm.
Your body.
You've watched the interview this far, okay? So you're thinking, here's Mike just trying to find out whatever's going on here with Mark Gardner, this accidental exorcist. Let me tell you the truth. Mark actually did an exorcism on me a couple of days ago. We did it here in the studio, and they heard it for the next four blocks away. We had people showing up on the front door going, "Was someone just killed?" Let's talk through my exorcism.
Yes.
So we sat here, you put one hand on my shoulder, and then another hand here was doing this twirly-whirly thing on my chest. And I was thinking, okay, am I going to feel something? Am I going to all of a sudden be vomiting pea soup? like in the movie The Exorcist, what's going to happen?
Yep.
And you did your thing and just started screaming. You were talking in Fijian at one stage. And saying, "No, get out, you fucking idiot. What do you think? Who do you think you are?" You know, who are you talking to? What's going on there?
Well, basically they're coming through me, and I'm there. Like the first exorcism that I did, that I got on me, I was there, but they were manifesting through me and I had no control. This now I have some control. I'm talking to them saying, "It's time to go, you need to go," and you can discuss it with them, because they're like you and me, except they're in your body doing what they're doing, but they're manifesting through
You're
me.
You're evicting them.
I'm evicting them because they're not. You had a couple of ones there that shouldn't have been there.
Do you know what they were or who they were? Were they?
Well, you had one dark force entity on your chest, which would have been creating anxiety for you and even sometimes physical.
But you know what? Because we went to have breakfast that day, and I hadn't decided that I was going to let him do this mumble jumbo stuff on me, right? And I thought, okay, I feel like, because we're talking about a friend of ours, Amanda Archer, I can say her name, I'm sure she won't mind, who you did an exorcism on, and she had something right here, and she said she was always feeling it there, a lot of stress. Yep. And I said, "Well, where's mine? If you know where mine is, I'll do it." And I thought, if he says it's right there and I'm going to do this thing, and I did, I felt a lot of stress and tension and pressure there. I thought it was maybe my heart, or, you know, just been running this film festival for the last month and was pretty exhausted.
Which
from
was
that.
A hoot, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you for being part
of it and helping. Yeah. By the way, he worked at the film festival as well. That's how we get to know each other. I should have said that at the start. But I thought, okay, well, let's give this a whirl. But sure enough, I felt like something was kind of lifted. But I was shocked that you didn't just say, you know, it's up here or it's over there, but like you nailed it and said it's right there. So how did you know that there was something right there?
It's an energy. It starts to appear. Once I tune in to you, they reach at me. They kind of, because I'm like a vessel for it.
Mm.
So they said, I start to feel unwell. I start to feel sick.
How do you tune in to me? How do you tune in to other people?
It's just a decision that I make. And I don't tune into everybody. I only tune into people that I think really need to do the work. I don't just tune into anyone because I don't know what I'm going
to
get.
So do you have to stop yourself from doing
it? Oh, yeah, all the time.
Because I feel like in this interview, you're trying to stop yourself from tuning into me right now. Yeah. So my mate, you're sick. Like, yeah. No, there's still some entities there that I need to expel from this evil person.
We're not going
to
play there. At the end of the day, the stuff that you had on you was created by certain fears that you have in terms of your emotions and that sort of stuff. Mm. What people don't get about all this is that none of this stuff is a problem if you're healthy. You don't drink too much. You don't take drugs. You don't live in fear, right? Because that's food for these guys. They love this stuff.
What the entities live on fear.
Fear. They live on the emotion. It. Yes, it's part of their. They eat the energy. They live on it, right? But there's all.
Isn't
sorts
it just anxiety? Isn't that just your brain just going, "Hey, you're not good enough at this job. You need to work harder." I mean, is that? Well, you're saying that's another force talking to you.
No, isn't that fear? I mean, the pain went away from your chest. It physically manifested that way because that's where you've been focusing all this negative energy. And you create that and you create a portal for them to come in. And when you get rid of that, it's up to you how you change your thoughts about yourself.
Yeah. But they're eating. What are they eating? They're feeding on the
energy,
that bad energy that you're creating.
If you look at human beings, like we're basically an animal that's eating food to get energy, right?
Mm.
It's an energy conversion system. On the upper end of things, in spirituality terms, it's an energy system too. So your soul is an energy system. It's all energy. So what's the food? The food for the human being is what you put in your mouth. The food for an entity would be the energy, right? And they're feeding off your negativity. And they would like to create more. So you get a thought in your head, so then you create another thought, and then you create another thought. It's all around the same fear-based ideology. And you end up creating another energy system that comes in and goes, oh, I'd like to feed on that.
So what's the weirdest thing that you've seen other than getting all the entities off me or, you know, the witch burnt at the stake that you had to... Like, you're telling me a story about someone was thinking they wanted to kill their husband?
Yeah, we had this very, very recently, actually.
Mm.
She had these thoughts and they were very much in love, very, very wonderful, wonderful couple. And she got all these thoughts about driving into the dam at the property and committing suicide.
Was she having a tough life or something going wrong?
Everything was going perfect. Nothing. There's no reason for this. There was no reason for this. But she's in a business where she meets a lot of people that are, let's say, have entities on them. And she's a very caring, giving person. And, you know, her clearing was very hard. But she completely snapped out of it immediately.
Why was it hard?
Well, for me, it was hard because she had a lot of really big stuff on her. And it was constant. It was just bang, bang, bang.
Like big entities.
Big stuff. Big screaming, yelling. And we're in the middle of the shop.
Where's this?
Boom. Up in Mullaney.
Oh, right. They've got a shop up there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're in the middle of a shop screaming your head off getting these entities off this lady.
I didn't expect it to be. I didn't want to tune in, but I did.
And why do these entities tell her that she needs to drive into a dam and kill herself?
Well, you know, hear the stories about people murdering people, best friends having a drink.
Mm-hmm.
That's not them. They just dropped out. They're gone. The entity takes over. They can do that.
Well, I've been there. I've been out. No, I haven't killed my best friend, by the way. Probably drank too much and kind of blacked out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that something else taking over?
It can do.
Because I heard that I was quite funny.
That's the entity you wanted to keep, wasn't it?
But now it's gone. You've exercised it for my buddy.
You're
I can't
not
be funny,
funny
anymore.
Anymore.
I'm boring.
No one can accuse you of that, Mike.
This lady was going to drive into a dam, so you got rid of that entity that was trying to push her into a dam, and she wanted to kill her husband?
They're the closest people you'll ever meet in your life. They are really close people. And
I don't think so. She's wanting to kill her husband.
The thing is that these guys can take control.
They take control. And how would she just grab the knife and stab him?
These are thoughts that she had, right? The difference.
But she knows they're not hers.
They're not hers. She knew they weren't hers.
Right, okay. So, because like, I was in the Dunny the other day and I saw the anxiety ad.
Okay.
So I'm standing there and I'm going, and it had all these things written on, like, you're not good enough. You're a bad person. You need to get a haircut. You know, all these things that you look really ugly. And it says in big letters in the middle, anxiety is your problem. But maybe it's not anxiety. Maybe it's one of those little people hanging off you in another dimension.
Well, there's a lot.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things to be said for certain schizophrenia, certain levels of schizophrenia, multiple personality disorders.
So those people you might see a bit losing it, as you see them in LA, because more homeless there than anywhere in America. I was there recently, and a lot of people walking down the street talking to themselves. That's not drugs?
Well, it's very likely to be entities. And, you know, there's also mental health. There are people that lose their minds, right? Literally lose their minds for lots of reasons. It's not a good thing to focus on that, on the mental health issue in terms of where you go with this. But it's got to be part, I believe it should be part of the healing methodology or the modality. So if you've got mental illness, let's have a look and see if you've got any entities on it. On you. I mean, if it's good enough for the Aboriginal people, it's good enough for the Chinese, it's good enough for the Indians to look at this as part of the healing process,
yeah.
Why aren't we looking at it that way?
So what do you mean, like we do it in a doctor's surgery or a hospital?
Absolutely. I'd like to see this thing, the science around this. I want to see it. I want to see EEGs on my head when I'm doing a clearing.
What's an EEG? It's
basically brainwave.
To show your brainwaves.
Right, how your brainwave functions.
And so have you ever done that? And you ever put that on your body?
A lie detector to see if I'm bullshitting or not.
You're making stuff up.
Yeah, I want to do.
Have you done that?
I want to do it all. Because the only way we're going to get this into mainstream for people to understand what this stuff is and to not be afraid of it. Because I want to go into that whole area of exorcisms and frightening bits, because then you can confront that stuff. But we also want to get some science to it.
Mm.
We want to get some science to it, and we also want to place it in an area where, well, what can we do? I want to go out and find the best gurus that do this stuff, because I'm just an accidental exorcist. I've got no idea what I'm doing. I've got an idea what's going on, but I'd like to talk to some of the people who've been doing it for 50 years, and they're from generations of this stuff, and they understand it. And let's talk to other cultures about it, and let's see what they say.
Yeah.
And then bring it into the Western. Like, they're already starting to bring the Aboriginal healing methodologies, and they heal the spirit. They're bringing them into hospitals now.
Really?
Yes.
Whereabouts are they doing that?
It's in Sydney. There's a couple of hospitals with Aboriginal healers in them, and I think it's
no
a wonderful
way.
Yes. And you know what they heal? The spirit. And it works.
Because I'd say that'd be the first thing that would disappear when you go to hospital and you're terminal. Your spirit would be like, oh, meaning I've got no motivation to live anymore.
Yeah.
So is that what you mean? Help give people back that energy?
No. They look.
What do you mean by heal the spirit?
Well, it's a chiropractor that I know who actually adjust people's backs by getting rid of their entities, because you can physically manifest from the entity that you got on your body. There's all that sort of stuff, right? It's the real deal, and there's so much proof out there. We want to bring all that proof, collate it all, put some science to it, you know, get some other ideas, and put it all out there, and let people decide whether it's real or not.
What is the most obvious proof that you've seen? You talked about ECGs and lie detectors. Have you seen anyone else do that, or have you seen anything else that's made you go, other than feeling it, this shit is the real deal?
Well, it's because in my circles, everybody knows about it. Mm. It's only the mainstream that don't know about it.
Because you never see it in the paper.
You won't.
I mean, you might see that show Medium on TV, but that's just a TV show.
Yeah, but the thing is, a lot of that stuff's based on the truth because they know, they're not sure how to put it out there. And if we try and put it out there with mainstream science, we may have a chance of proving the case. And protecting a lot of people, maybe we'll stop people drinking too much or taking drugs, knowing their life's going to be ruined because of other entities that are coming into their body and taking them over.
Right.
Maybe. Who knows? Let's give it a go.
Wow, man. This truly opened up my mind. So full on.
Yes, it is.
So where do you see it in 10 years?
I see it in hospitals. I see doctors. I see professionals out there clearing entities for a living. Getting these things off people so they've got an even chance. You've still got to fix the mind. You've still got to deal with all that stuff. You know, it was once part of the psychological and psychiatry methodologies years and years and years ago, and they took it off the table because it's a little bit too out there, and because religion came in and went, oh, then we got exorcisms and blah, blah, blah. When in actual fact, understanding it puts you all the way ahead of everybody else.
Mm.
Once you know that you're in control, they have no control over you. You are in control, and it's a decision that you make.
So have you ever actually seen The Exorcist?
Yes. I rode a horse.
Has it ever happened like that?
To the drive-in. Well...
You rode a horse to the drive-in?
Yes, I was living in Sanford.
It was a hoove-in.
I was. And my friend and I rode the horses from Sanford, and we're camping on the way back after seeing The Exorcist.
Mm.
And you've seen two young fellas on horses sleep at all. There was no sleep to be had.
Yeah, Brokeback Mountain. Is that the story you're about to tell? Okay, we've got to leave it there. Let's move right along. So, because in the movie, they vomit pea soup.
Yeah.
Have you ever done an exorcism on someone and they vomited up weird stuff?
I do the vomiting because it all comes through me, but I have vomited.
You vomited?
The first thing you do is feel like you want to throw up. Yeah, absolutely.
Why?
Because it's an interference with your system, with your functionality, your body, and the nerves in your stomach are very, very real. and it just starts to upset all that process. But I've had a couple of people attack me. One guy was a 7 foot tall biker.
A what?
7 foot tall biker. He had me by the throat and he lifted me off the ground like this. And he's now a nurse and hasn't had a nightmare since. He used to have nightmares every night of his life.
So
one session and he was
tell me about the bikey dude. So how did he find you?
Through some friends. Everyone finds me through someone else, through another friend. I don't go out hunting. I don't have any ads. I don't have a website. I don't charge anything. People just ring up and say, I've got a friend who's got some problems. And I said, well, if I'm up to it, I can only do two or three a day, if that, mainly because they're quite painful for me.
And so biker dude's rang you up. He's gone, hey, I got your number of a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little bit psycho and I think I have some demons in me. Can you get rid of him, please?
Well, he was a brother of a friend that passed away. In fact, his brother was the one that came out of me the first exorcism. He was my best friend and I was with him when he died and he jumped me and the exorcism took him off me. And it was his brother that I actually did the clearing on. But he just
so his brother was out. Attached. His brother wasn't alive anymore.
Yeah, his brother was an
entity,
earthbound entity that jumped onto my body.
Oh, but it was on his body before. His brother's.
No. His brother came to me.
Oh, because he wanted to talk to his brother.
Yeah, no, he just wanted to get cleared. He said he's had nightmares every night of his life, and it's been driving him crazy.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's one session, and the nightmares went away.
Right, and what was he having nightmares about?
All sorts of stuff, you know. Horrible nightmares about all sorts of things.
So it's like Freddy Krueger kind of stuff, and Freddy Krueger was the entity in there?
I don't get into it, so I just knew he'd had nightmares.
And so why did he lift you up by the neck?
He was just out of it for a bit. He just snapped out.
What do you mean? So that was another entity that did that, saying, get away?
Absolutely.
I'm just trying to understand.
It doesn't happen like that very often at all. And that's why you asked about the pea soup. That stuff with the head turning and all that sort of bizzo. I've seen some pretty... I can see how that can be, dependent on how far they go with this stuff. It could be a case, very rarely. I haven't come across it. I've come across stuff where it's physically I've had dislocated neck and ribs and shoulders and all that sort of stuff from just and jaw.
You dislocated your neck?
Oh, yeah. It throws me.
From what? Why? How'd you dislocate your neck?
Well, you've got another energy inside your body and it's doing this and throwing you around a little bit and it can be quite painful.
So you couldn't control your body and your body just gets thrown around by another entity that you're trying to take out of someone else's body.
Well, I can control it better than I could control it the first time that happened to me. Because the first time it happened to me, I couldn't control it. I'm up and off the bed and I was literally coming off the bed like this and just really frightening. No pea soup still, but it was frightening.
Have you seen anything like proper paranormal, like someone levitating or...
Well,
something really freaky, like stuff move, or do you feel something push you in the middle of the night?
Yes, I get wake up with bruises on me sometimes, and sometimes I get a kick in the bed just moves and that sort of stuff. And it's only...
What do you mean? So you're just lying there in bed and all of a sudden, boom.
Boom, yeah.
What'd you do when that happened? That freaked me out, man. You're getting out of that house.
Nah, I'm scared.
I've seen Poltergeist. I know how that shit ends.
I just send it love. I say, oh, yeah, okay, man. Send it love. That's it.
And you talk to it?
Yeah.
Say,
so you want
hello there, Mr. Entity.
You want to talk to me? Talk to me in proper hours between 8 and 8, please.
Sorry, the exorcism shop is not open right now.
We're closed.
Please leave a message at the tone.
We'll get back to you.
We'll exorcise you tomorrow between the hours of 9 and 5.
Works for me.
Someone's flicked you and kicked you in your sleep. You woke up with bruises.
Yep.
So why would they do that to you?
Well, I'm a threat. I mean, I had a young girl who was an ice addict.
You're a threat because you're taking these entities off people.
They're comfortable. They're living. They're feeding. I'm taking them away from their food. I had a young ice addict, a young girl, and you could see her eyes were just dead. I looked her straight in the eye and I go, I see you. I see you. And she goes, well, I just started sweating and I just felt really anxious and uncomfortable. But it wasn't her. It was the entity on her.
You needed to get it out.
Yeah, man. And it was hard. But she's really doing fine. It was over a year ago.
Do they contact you after, like a year later, to say thank you, I'm much better now?
Yeah, and some of them actually get back on the drugs and all sorts of things. And I don't sort of get involved with someone who doesn't want to make that choice and make that change. I'll help them a couple of times, but if they keep taking the drugs, you've got to help yourself. That's what this is all about. This is about you taking responsibility for your soul, who you really are. That's your power. That's your strength. That's who you are. You've got this amazing power. Every one of us has got it. Everybody, all right? We choose to be slave to the system. We choose to be unwell. We choose to be unhealthy. All that stuff is within us. And the greatness is within us too. We've all got this gift. We can heal. Everybody can heal each other.
Manifesting stuff.
Yeah.
Manifesting a good life and
yeah.
making your dreams become a reality rather than your nightmares becoming a reality.
Well, whatever you focus on becomes material. You're the creator. Mm. Whatever you focus on, you're going to create. Doesn't matter what it is.
Where the hell did you come from, Mark Gardner? How did you... we know how you got into this, but what were you doing before this?
I did a bit of television back in the 80s. I was a producer. For me, I haven't done a lot, to be honest. I kind of went I've become a really bad alcoholic, actually. And I was in a lot of trouble in my life. The exorcism kind of opened my eyes to what was going on with my life. And I believed there was something else going on. I believed in spirituality. I knew there was something else going on. And I started studying it and researching it and talking to a lot of people about it. And I haven't even scratched the surface yet. I went down the rabbit hole and never came out. And I think I want to get people to have a look at it. I want people to look at this thing.
What did you do for a living?
Me, I was a singer. I've done a bit of singing.
You're a singer, TV producer?
Yeah, I've done quite a bit of work in marketing as well. Worked for a few marketing companies.
And so what are you doing now to make a buck if you're not charging for this?
I'm actually working on doing this, researching this properly to make this work. Because I want it to work for people. I'm not going to write a book. I'm not going to go and, you know, I want to make a TV show about this stuff.
Yeah, because the journey of discovery is better than someone just saying, "Hey, I know all this crazy stuff. You should listen."
Well, it's look, I'm opening myself up to criticism on this, and it took me a long time to decide that I was able to take the criticism and go, "Cause you, man, you look kind of goofy. You know, you're like, hey, well, yeah,
because you're making weird noises and speaking in Fijian and tongues and
well." I did a radio shock jock, for a TV show, and they were going to take the piss out of me. And in the end, they did.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. Yeah, I heard about this story. You went into a radio station.
No.
And you were going
to...
Oh, they came to
they
you.
They came to me.
A hidden camera thing?
Yeah, you know, they had three cameras. They came there to debunk me, basically.
Right, and to prove that it was all a crock of shit.
Yeah, and they're going to splash water in my face and go, "Get behind me, Satan," kind of thing. Mm. But as soon as I started, the radio jock, he said I felt like there was a car parked in my chest. There's no way I was going to put the shit on you at that point. And he said, "Oh, you're speaking Norwegian in the middle of all that." I said, "I don't speak Norwegian, and I don't speak Fijian. I don't speak any of those languages. It just comes through. And he was a believer after that, and they didn't debunk me at all.
You should put Google Translate on you and see what you're actually saying.
I've actually recorded a couple of things and sent it to universities.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
And it was kind of like the born-again Christians and the speaking of tongues. It was the same kind of stuff. But there are other things that I never recorded, like the languages. There's a what one sounds like an American Indian keeps coming through, and I think you might be one of my guides or something. See, I don't know.
It might not have been Fijian what I heard when you exorcised me. Is that what I'd be saying if I'm... Yeah. You're the exorcist, but what am I, the exorcee? what do you call the person you're exorcising?
Oh, look, I wouldn't know, really. I just make that one up.
It's one of the many things that you have to find out on
your
journey of discovery.
Well, I do want to know. I want to find out.
So you're working with the gang from Nexus on a few little projects coming up. Tell us a bit about that.
We've got a TV series with them called The Nexus Files. And Nexus Multimedia, which is a company that Duncan Rhodes, who's the editor of Nexus Magazine, and the owner of Nexus, he's been in the business for 30 years. And what he knows about the stuff I'm talking about...
I hear he's a pretty smart guy. Anything he doesn't know is not worth knowing.
Not worth knowing.
And I've done a lot of research.
I assure you, 30 years of it.
Mate, it's mind-blowing, the stuff in this magazine, and... what the future holds for you guys, the streaming service with the documentary series.
Yep.
I want to be part of it. Let's do the On the Mic Nexus series. We'll think of something. We'll talk more. And I want to get you on more to talk about the exorcisms and all of the stuff that you're doing.
We got to get Duncan on as well.
I'm getting so many messages from people, you know, wanting to know more about it, and because I told a lot of people that since they had the exorcism happening that what happened, and
you should see this weird guy, man. It's crazy.
We haven't even talked about what happened after the exorcism, but we'll get into that in another episode, because we're going to do a lot more stuff together. I can feel it.
I can feel it too.
I can see you. I can see you in there.
I see dead people.
Mark Gardner, thank you, the accidental exorcist, for being on the show. Good luck with Nexus Magazine. I want to see it as a streaming service. I want to be part of it. Good luck with the big series in the US.
Yep, thank you.
That sounds epic. I'd love to get you on as a regular. Please talk to the guys at Nexus. We want to have them on too. I want to talk about aliens, ancient aliens. I want to dive into this more. There's so much to see, so much to know.
Yes, and we'll be there for you.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Legend.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Mark Gardner. You can't find him on the internet. I'm not going to give his details because he doesn't want you to find him. If you need him, he will find you. He will find you.